Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The Rad Reality Show. Manic Monday. Run away, blowing smoke. Your folks are worried and going broke. Have just fought in an all-new episode. Reality is a high-end reality that comes from above. Goodbye to your there's no bigger love. His reality will welcome us back. Trust and obey, there is no other way. Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight, we have a special guest. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for...
Everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Hi, everyone. Happy Manic Monday. I'm Cherry Garcia. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight is Monday, May 11th, 2015. And yesterday was Mother's Day, so I want to say Happy Mother's Day a day late to everybody out there. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. We're about to start the Manic Monday show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. And she just keeps on outdoing herself week after week with incredible guests on our show. And tonight is no exception. She's got two amazing reality stars lined up. We have Chef Dan Ryan from Hell's Kitchen will be joining us on our first segment, and Christine Breck from Big Brother 16 will be on our second segment. So grab your glass of wine or sweet tea, cold beer, or whatever makes you happy, and join host Michelle Costa and our special guest. You're invited to call in with questions or just say hi to them. And to do so, the number to call is 1-347-237-5506. We do ask that once you're on our switchboard, please press the number 1 button, which lets us know that you want to join us on air. Myself and Paul from Minnesota will be here as Michelle's co-host. So we're going to say a quick hi to Paul from Minnesota and then get our host Michelle Costa up here and get this party started. So, Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
Oh, hi, everyone. Hi, Cherry. I may sound a little different because I'm on a phone in my car. My Mother's Day started with a phone call from my mom saying that my dad was sick and they were taking him to the hospital. And he seems to be doing better now, but I just had brought her to the hospital and in my car on the way back home. So that's why I sound a little bit different. So I probably won't be talking too much until I get to my normal environment.
All right. Thanks, Paul. I hope you get there safely. We're going to go ahead and play Michelle's intro and bring her up and get this show going. Here we go, folks.
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're getting for.
Michelle Costa, how are you, girl? We missed you last week.
Hey, Cherry. Hey, Paul, wherever you are driving. Hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be back on Manic Monday. I know it was only for 1 week, but didn't it feel like forever? Forever.
It did feel like forever.
I know. I missed you guys so much, but I just want to say first off, hello, everybody that's listening. Hello, chat room. Tonight we have such amazing guests on tonight. I cannot wait for Chef Dan Ryan and, of course, Christy from BB16. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Yes, I missed you guys so much last week, but it was, of course, for a good cause. So let me tell you guys a little bit about it. So it was for a local Portuguese club that I am affiliated with, and it's called the Madeira Club. And they have a lot of functions there and feasts and stuff. And they were raising money for kids to be able to pursue college by getting scholarships and aid to go to college. So we did a golf-style tournament, and there was 40 teams. And I was in charge of selling raffle tickets in the beginning to the teams before they went out and played. And then I also was heading the putting contest where I sold raffle tickets. And just in that four-hour time frame, I sold $3,500, and that's what I raised in that little area towards the charity. So that was awesome.
Wow. Congrats, yeah. Michelle. That's so awesome that you go out and give back to your community and stay so involved in these charities. I think that's so amazing of you.
Well, that was my actual fourth year of doing it. So it's been awesome. It's a lot of fun. And then we do like a dinner at the end. And then we all those raffle tickets and different tickets that they won throughout and paid for, we do a little raffle. So I'm actually kind of like the Vanna White. I go and I take the prizes and I, you know, model them and stuff. And then the numbers called out and I pick the numbers and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's fun.
That's great.
Yeah, it's all for a good cause. So, yeah, there's so much going on. First off, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Mothers-to-be, furry mothers, everybody's a mother, I think, in some way, in some shape or form, but I hope everybody has such a fantastic time with whatever you did. And something else I want to say is, oh, my God, can you believe the weather? I mean, we've had crazy weather here where it's been like 80-something degrees, almost 90, okay? So there's like a blizzard, tornado, and tropical storm all in the same like day.
I know! Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
I have to ask you, Michelle, before our guests start calling in, have you heard the penalties for the Patriots?
I have, and yes, I'd like to address that. You know, for me, I think it's absolute bullshit. Whatever you guys want to say, whatever anybody wants to say, like, really, how many people touch these deflated balls? Really, if you're going to suspend Tom Brady, suspend everybody who touched the balls. Everybody, fans, cameramen, cheerleaders who accidentally got hit by a ball. I mean, let's just suspend the entire stadium. I mean, put myself in there. I did work at Gillette Stadium. Maybe I deflated the balls. Who knows? I mean, really what it comes down to is that he did not give up his emails and text messages for whatever purposes. I don't know what was in them, if it was bad, good, whatever. But he is actually appealing the suspension. So we will see what happens.
How can they say who knows that he knew? You know, how can they say what he knew? And I just don't understand.
They cannot say what's in his mind. They're saying it's a probability, which doesn't mean they have any evidence. Like, the only thing that they have is that he said he's not going to give them his email and text messages because they're private. And they also stated that they would safeguard any of his emails. And I think that I heard in one of the radio shows about sports that Giselle is the one that didn't want his emails or text message to be given out. So who knows, maybe there's a nude photo that Giselle sent, like, you know, and she doesn't want her stuff out there. I don't know. I mean, but how can you say that he knew the balls were deflated? But it's just, to me, it's just crazy.
If they won,
you know,
by a point or two, this would make so much more sense. But they literally just annihilated that other team.
I mean,
there was no other, no question.
Think about it. Why would he need to do something like that? He doesn't even have anything to do with filling the balls, whatever. He throws the balls around if everybody sees it in front of them, you know? So, like, how can you say he had anything to do with it and not say that the entire team or anybody, like the referees who weighed the balls after they got it from when they were inflated, they weigh the balls or whatever they do, and then throughout the entire game, they're the ones handling it. So it's like so many people handled the ball. You know, it's hard to say that. So I don't know. I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I think that the NFL needs to do this because of what's been going on with the abuse of the women. And, you know, somebody abuses a woman, hits her, and they get suspended for 2 games, and then they get suspended. Tom Brady for a deflated balls, that really, what does that have to do with anything?
I know.
Because they're saying it's supposed to help the Patriots.
But
wouldn't that help the other team too? I mean, okay, it's going to help the Patriots. Okay, so wouldn't it help the other team? I mean, come on. I don't know.
This is all breaking right now. Like I said, if it was a closer game, I could see it making more sense. But the game wasn't even remotely close. Therefore,
yeah.
I don't see why they would have chosen to do such a thing. You know, it's just none of it makes sense to me. You know, and I'm not into football, so I don't have that much to say about it. But sitting on the sidelines,
but even for
watching
somebody like you that's not in football, you're saying that it sounds ridiculous. I mean, it does.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. It really does.
It just doesn't make sense to me. So I feel bad for you guys. I really do. And
well, I mean, I'm already getting backlash of people saying, you know, they're cheaters and they're this. And I'm like, really? I'm like, what is it that they did? I mean, I'm still not understanding what, like, they don't.
I know my girl, though,
Tom
Michelle.
Brady
you're
is not the only
person.
You're going
to stand up tall for your team.
Well, Tom Brady is not standing there and throwing the ball back and forth to himself. There's, like, hundreds of people on the field at one time. Touching
balls.
You're
going to stand tall in pride for your team.
Standing tall and proud. I'm sure everybody out there knows
right.
that. That's what you do. We all have eyes. You know, there's people that dislike us, whatever. But you have to see what's in front of you and know that it's ridiculous. So, period, end of story. But,
yeah.
I'm excited for tonight's guests.
Absolutely.
We have.
I'm
going to
let you and Paul chat for a moment, and I'm going to go and screen a few calls. And
okay, actually, Paul.
I'll be right back.
What is your thoughts on this whole Brady thing real quick before our guests come up?
Can you still hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you perfect.
Okay. I have mixed feelings because I know you and you're a friend of mine, and I know about loyalty to teams, but somebody cheated and somebody has to pay for that cheating, even though what the rules are don't seem to be that big a deal to me. They really don't, and obviously it had very little impact on that particular game. Second half, they had already, you know, reinflated them, and that's when the Patriots did so much better. But I'm kind of on a fence because I feel like rules are meant to be followed, and when somebody breaks those rules, which it seems clearly that somebody did, I'm not pointing fingers at who, and I don't know anything about the penalties because I had not heard that they came down with them. So I can't address that. Are you back yet, Cherry? No, she isn't.
Well, you know what I have to say about that is I have to say that before the game starts, the referees take the ball into a room and they weigh them. So they're the ones that control the ball after that point. So if that is stated in their report that they measured it and each one weighs, why is it the fault of the Patriots? What happens with it? Could be anything. It could be air quality, weather. It could be anything.
Michelle?
The ball. Yes, Cherry?
We have your guests.
Ooh, let's bring them up. I think there's enough that we can't even, you know, want to continue to talk about this.
All right. Okay.
Let's talk about some good
let's
stuff.
Let's do this. We have from Hell's Kitchen, Season 11, Mr. Dan Ryan with us. I'm so excited. How are you, Dan?
I am super. How are you doing? Michelle Costa!
What's up?
Oh, it's like we're back by the fire pit all over again.
I know, our fire pit. That's like our thing, is the fire pit. We made that thing happen again this year.
Well, we were being douchebags by the fire pit? Except we didn't have a country singer trying to play the guitar over us talking this time.
No, we did not. Thank you so much for coming back on Manic Monday, Dan. How are you doing? What's going on with you? We want to know everything.
What's going on with me? I am working entirely too much. I'm in the New York metro region. Let's see. I'm doing the Taste of Tribeca event this Saturday from 11:30 to 3 in Tribeca, Manhattan. And then I have the Atlantic City Food and Wine Festival coming up in July and a couple more food and wine festivals later this year. Other than that, I'm just cooking. Just cooking.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty busy and you're cooking it up, which is exactly what you love to do. That's why we're talking to you, because you actually did a good cooking event while you were at Reality Valley. I want to talk a little bit about Reality Valley. First off, let's talk about that cooking event. I watched you guys, and you guys were hilarious. I mean, it was like a comic cooking event, would you say?
Oh, yeah, but they made a huge mistake miking up all of us.
Yeah.
Especially me, because I don't know how to act. Oh, like,
no,
I was constantly walking around. I had my hand over my microphone. And yeah, and the steps of town hall, I pissed off the mayor, which was good. I don't know if you witnessed that part.
Oh, my God, I heard that story. What happened? Didn't you, like...
So we're on the steps.
You are cooking.
We're cooking on the steps of City Hall, and my table with Amanda Colello, who was last year's champion, we were right over the marble seal. And we had like a minute to grab our ingredients. So we went to the tables and I grabbed, because I'm an asshole, all of the vinegars and all of the gloves. And we also tried to take an entire table worth of ingredients, which apparently is against the rules. And the table next to us was Dara the Bow Girl from MasterChef with a girl from Cupcake Wars. And as we're mic'd up, one of them, Dara says to me, "Do you have any vinegar we could borrow?" Like, "Oh, I have some balsamic vinegar." "Yeah, that'd be perfect." And I looked at her and said, and this is in front of everybody, including the mayor, "Yeah, I don't have enough." And I just started pouring the bottle out onto the steps. As I'm pouring it, I realized. As I'm pouring it, I realized I'm pouring vinegar onto a marble seal. This could be bad. I was just like, fuck it, I'm already this deep.
Oh,
I might as well. And the mayor afterwards said, "I was going to vote for you guys, so you disrespected my steps."
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. So how did you get out of that one?
I'm not going to say, I pulled a Kanye West. I acted like I did him a favor.
No. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I had heard something, but I completely forgot about it. But, okay. Well, did you, needless to say, did you win the competition?
I did not, surprisingly enough. I served a trichinosis salad. I had to use pork jowls, and I had, they're very thick, a very thick skin on it, and a lot of fat, and I had to trim this pork jowl using very dull knives, and they gave us 15 minutes to do everything, and I had to cook on a George Foreman grill, which takes 15 minutes to heat up. So there was an undercooked piece of pork jowl on top of this salad that was actually pretty good, and I'm just telling the judges, like, just squeeze the pork on there like it's a lemon. Just do that and just try it. Just go to the hospital afterwards. It was made with love and shame, as Amanda put it.
Well, that sounds yummy. I mean, A for effort.
It was fun. That's all that matters. There was no money on the line. I'm not going to go really just balls deep and sit there and plate with tweezers. It's a charity event. People are there to be entertained, not watch cooks cook.
And you guys entertain, and that's what we were talking about. The reason why you were there doing that was about Reality Rally.
Yes.
And you've gone already a few years, so do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because, I mean, the whole point of it is exactly what we were there for, Reality Rally, raising money. Talk a little bit about your experience this year.
About my what this year?
Your experience with Reality Rally.
Oh, my experience here was a lot of fun. I had a good team this year. For the event, my team was Eddie Canlin from, what was he on, Cutthroat Kitchen or Top Chef? I can't remember which one. We had Steve Cazell from Cutthroat Kitchen on our team. And we also had a gentleman from Big Brother Canada who does the hosting for the after shows. And
Peter Brown?
Yes, we had a team meeting before, and it was, are we going to win? Absolutely not. So we were just going to have fun. We didn't, you know, I came back, not an ounce of sweat on me, but we finished. We finished out of 65 people, we finished 59th, and a team finished after us, so we tried too hard. But we had fun, we finished it, we raised money, we didn't really piss anybody off at that point. We stopped for a few beers to support the local businesses.
Well, there's probably, what was your favorite competition during the race?
Oh, the shooting.
There was so many.
The shooting, because I'm a little bit of redneck from upstate New York, and I grew up around guns, and we were shooting a Colt 45. I so happened to have
a Colt
45.
Did you get the first three in a row?
I hit four out of five.
Me too.
The only reason I missed the first shot because I had to adjust. I didn't realize there was literally no powder in those bullets, so the bullets just started dropping immediately. But after that, it was just hit. And then my last shot, the gun jammed also. But a lot of people were shooting those. It's always my favorite part. But the bull riding one's always fun. I got to paint Steve Cazell like a clown. The museum was fun. I didn't get thrown into any walls. The 80s trivia was fun. I like the 80s trivia that we did for one of the events by the museum.
The
80s trivia where it was questions just about like 80s movies. But my favorite thing about the whole event besides our fireside chats was the DeLorean.
The what?
DeLorean.
The DeLorean. Remember the guy Doc who was on Big Brother who looks like Doc Brown showed up in the DeLorean when we were at the red carpet event. There's a problem.
Oh,
I need to find Marty. If I owned a DeLorean, I would just show up at random places like the mall like that and just start running around screaming, I need to find
DeLorean?
Marty. Huh?
Who showed up in a DeLorean?
What's his face? Everyone calls him Doc. He was on Big Brother. He had a Back to the Future DeLorean. He was part of the opening ceremonies also where he delivered the first clue from the past, from 1885.
Everyone calls him Doc.
Everyone calls him Doc. I would look it up right now, but I'm
was
in my
Will?
Car.
I don't.
Older guy, long white hair.
Was it Doctor Will? It couldn't be Will then.
No, older guy, white hair. I believe he was on Big Brother.
I don't think he was on Big Brother.
Maybe Amazing Race. It was CBS. Hmm. Either way, he had a DeLorean and it was awesome.
Like,
and I almost went to jail for
drinking. I'm like, but he showed up in the Back to the Future car, right?
Yeah, I almost went to jail for Grand Theft Auto that night.
Oh, that was actually parked in the Paula Mesa.
Yep, and at City Hall.
Hey, Dan, were you there when I fell in the pool?
I just missed that.
Oh, bummer.
I know. I was busy trying not to get sunburned because I'm very fair-skinned.
Oh, goodness. And you know what? I also wanted to ask you, you know, about Michelle's place, like, you know, going there. And do you want to tell people, because there's people out there that are listening that, you know, actually contributed to the charity, and they want to hear, where does it go? Because we're talking about, oh, we went into this race and we had so much fun.
Oh, everything goes to pretty much everything that doesn't cover, like, all the events goes straight to Michelle's place. Jillian makes no money off the event. So most of the money goes straight to that. And Michelle's place, the great support center for women with breast cancer, where they can just walk in and they don't ask for proof of income or insurance or anything like that. The only question they ask is, what do you need? And they have prosthetics, they have bras for prosthetics, wigs, support groups, anything that you need and it's legal, they can help you out with. And they don't ask for any payment in return. They just are just trying to help people, to the point where also if you can't pay your bills because you are undergoing chemotherapy or just got a mastectomy and are on bed rest, they will, in a lot of scenarios, cut you a check to pay your bills so you can also feed your kids. It's an amazing charity.
There needs to be Michelle's places all across America.
There does. And Jillian picked probably one of the best charities that I've ever worked with. I work with two charities every year, and I work with the Scarsdale Rotary every year and Michelle's place. And honestly, don't tell the Scarsdale Rotary, but I like Michelle's place more because it does more. It has a set goal where anybody can just walk in and help and ask for help and get it.
Now, how many charities does that much, you know, and ask nothing in return? You know, they even work with the families and offer support for the families, too. It's not just for the person with cancer. They work with the families that's also going through a lot, you know.
And they actually were talking this year about going into other types of cancers, not just it being breast cancer, but them evolving into different cancer types. And I thought that was great because, you know, sometimes one comes with another, you know.
Right. I'd like to see like a Michelle's place that, because you know, that covers breast cancer, which is the major cancer that women get. I would also like to see something that does for prostate cancer, because that's almost like the men's version of breast cancer, and everyone's had cancer touch their life pretty much. 90% of the population knows
year,
somebody.
Dan, if you remember, they actually kind of talked about the fact of last year's awareness being more towards men having breast cancer.
Yeah.
And you talk about prostate cancer, and people forget that men can have breast cancer.
And a lot of men are ashamed of it because, oh, breast cancer is for women. Breast cancer is just a blanket term for it. It happens. It's not very common, but it happens. And it doesn't just happen to, like, it happens to people as skinny as me. It doesn't matter if you have breasts or not. It's just the location of your body where you get it. I don't know if Michelle's place is how many people they have come in that are men, but I know they would not turn them away.
Absolutely not.
A man with breast cancer, that's something that's very hard for a man to process, and it's good to know that they can go somewhere where they won't have to worry about someone judging them or a passing comment, where it's just, once again, what do you need?
Absolutely. Well,
so
I'm
wonderful.
Glad that you went back and were able to experience that. And you raised a lot of money as well, so congrats on that.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Congrats on everything that's going on. I mean, you sound so busy doing what you love. Is that not the best thing? Can you give anybody out there that's maybe, you know, early off in their stages of becoming a chef, some encouragement that keep them going, and maybe if they get to that kind of hurdle and they don't know what to do?
The best thing you can do if you're trying to be a chef is put your head down, yes chef, no chef, and just soak in as much as possible and experience other restaurants. I mean, I'm a sous chef for a very high-profile chef in New York City who is a multinational corporation at this point. It's privately owned still. And I still go to other restaurants, and I do what's called a stage, where I will go there and I will work for free just so I can experience their restaurant from a back of house point of view, because you can always learn, and chefs are not the kind of people who are going to get mad if you borrow a technique from them or if you borrow like the concept for a dish and make it your own. It's a very, nobody's competing with each other when it comes down to that level, because we're all chefs, and the best thing to do is just experience as much as possible and just soak it all in and never go in with an attitude thinking that you're the God's gift to the spatula. If I ever walked in the kitchen and thought, I know everything, I can't learn anything else, that's the day I need to be fired.
Absolutely. So basically, when it comes down to it, be a sponge. Be able to
learn as much as possible. And there are times where I still learn stuff, and there are times where I teach people stuff unintentionally who have been doing it for a long time. I saw Gordon Ramsay get schooled on something that had to do with cooking on MasterChef by someone who was not experienced at all. So even Gordon Ramsay is still learning.
I think everybody has an ability to learn something new. Even though you're the best at, you know, certain areas, you can always learn in other areas. Cooking is so diverse, so wide. I mean, you know, so you can always excel, and I think it's an honor to learn from other people and other people's techniques, because they're so different, you know?
Yep, and also women love guys who can cook. So if you're a single guy and you know how to cook, you're a leg up right there.
All right, so for those guys that are out there who are single, how can they contact you, Chef Dan, for private lessons to help them so they can teach, you know, so that they can actually learn from you and, you know, cook for their ladies?
The best way to get a hold of me would be on my Twitter, at Chef Dan Ryan. That's at CHEFDANRYAN. And I may have done this in the past where I was paid to cook somebody and his girlfriend dinner, but leave before his girlfriend showed up so he could take credit for it. And I got no problem doing that.
All right. Well, he'll sign, you know,
I'm a good wingman.
The silence clause, so that he won't tell, you know, anybody.
I am very discreet.
Very discreet. But, well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on Manic Monday.
Thank you for having me.
Oh,
I miss you, Michelle.
I know. I want a fire pit right now.
Come to New York and visit me.
Oh, listen, why don't you go to the Big Brother premiere party? I'll be coming to the New York area, Hoboken, New Jersey, for about 4 days, and we're doing like 4 different types of parties, so you better come.
When is it and where is it?
June 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, and it's going to be in the Hoboken, New Jersey, New York City area.
Is that a Monday or Tuesday?
No, it's Wednesday through Sunday.
I might be able to make it as long as it's not a Friday or Saturday, because those are days I do not even try to not go to work. I better be arrested, or in the hospital.
No, I will be there on Wednesday.
All right, Wednesday. Send me the information. I'll be there.
All right, I'll let you know. Thank you so much again for coming on. Everybody in the chat room is giving you a shout-out, by the way. They love you.
I love me too.
And listen, if you ever have anything that you want to come and promote, you come back on Manic Monday and let us know what you're doing, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Dan, I have a question for you before you go.
Sure.
Did you know the chef that from Chicago that recently passed?
No.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'm vaguely familiar with it. So busy that I really don't always have time to, like, read on chefs outside of the New York City area, because, like, the New York City area is my main focus because they're all my competition and friends.
Okay, I just wondered.
He was a young guy.
Like, yeah, he was. So sad. Such a sad story.
This business, like, really takes a toll on people's bodies, their minds, everything. Just because you're standing.
I didn't hear anything about this.
He committed suicide.
He was a prominent chef. He was, like, what, 37 years old?
Yeah.
Something like that. He was very young.
Beautiful
it's
little
just,
girls.
Yeah. It happens. You'd be surprised, like, what it does to chefs physically and mentally. There was one chef who thought he was going to lose one Michelin star and go from 3 to 2, ended up shooting himself, and he didn't even lose the stars. It's a physically and mentally draining business that you have to be tough as nails to go far in.
Yeah, and you are tough as nails, Dan.
I try. I'm just a douchebag
like
who doesn't take shit seriously.
You're like little porcupine prickles. You're not harsh. You're porcupine prickles.
No, I grow on people like a tumor.
Yes.
Oh,
all right, but
like
I do.
A tumor.
Oh, okay. But I do have to go. It was great talking to you guys again. Thank you for having me.
All right, Dan. You have
Thank
a great
you,
night.
Dan.
You too. Bye.
Take care. God bless.
Well, we wish him all the luck in his events he's got coming up. And I did hear Atlantic City. So if anybody's in the area, look that up. Check it out. Eat some food. Play some slots. Let me know if you win. Split half with me. Anyway, just like I like to hear the different reality stars coming on and let you guys know about their experience at Reality Rally. A lot of you guys out there donated and want to hear, you know, where does it go? Does it go to the charity? What happens with it? What does the fans get to meet us? Yes, they become a team with us. They interact with us. They're with us the entire time. It's so much fun, and it's such a great fan experience. So I just love to hear that. And I'm excited about our next guest. I'm not sure if she's up yet, Sherry, is she?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay, well, you guys, from BB16, Christine, I am so excited. She's going to be on, and we're going to talk with her, see what's going on with the afterlife and how she's feeling that right around the corner, Big Brother 17 is coming up. I know how I felt. Like somebody was eating my porridge, you know? I was like...
Oh, she's just on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's bring her up. I'm so excited. Everybody, Manic Monday World, we're excited. We've been waiting for this. Let's do this. I feel like we should have some music. Like, God singing or something.
We have to wait. Paul just went into the screening room with her. So I can't bring her up until he gets out of the screening room with her.
Well, let's bring... Can we figure out some music in the meantime? Let's do some elevator music. I know everybody out there is so excited. Chat room, I just want to say what's up to you again. You know I love you.
Okay, here we go. We can bring her up.
Let's do this.
Let's do it. Here we go. Thank you so much, Christine Freck from Big Brother 16. You're on with Michelle Casta. How are you?
Woo, I am good. What's up?
What's up, Christine? I love you. I miss you, my baby girl.
I miss you. I love you. You're so cute and nice.
Oh, my God. Well, first off, welcome on to Manic Monday. We have been waiting for you. I feel like we should have, like, an applause, some angels singing. Welcome on. We're just so excited that you're finally here. We've been waiting. Where have you been?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited. This is so surreal. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first off, I want to say that we have a live chat room that's giving you shout-outs right now. So if you want to say hi to them, can you give a shout-out to the chat room?
What's up, chat room? Thanks for being there. You guys rock.
Well, Christine, first off, I want to just say my first time when I saw you, I was like, I think I was jumping up and down and running around in circles. I was in McCray and Spencer's room. And I was sitting in the back patio, and you walked in with Tim, and I think, did we jump up looking down like little schoolgirls?
Yes, I was, like, so excited. I was like, oh, my gosh, you're meeting Michelle. Like, you were, like, the first person that I was meeting from, like, you know, a past season. And I was like, I'm so nervous. I was so excited. So I was so grateful. You were so nice and happy. It was awesome.
I didn't bite hard, did I? I was gentle.
Yeah, hardly, bitch. Not hard, at least.
No, that's so funny that you're a super fan because I'm a super fan. So when you met me, okay, because I remember the first person I met when I got off was James Ryan. Were you, when you met me, were you like, she's exactly like I thought she would be, or she's totally different, or like, oh, my God, like, what were your thoughts? Because I knew I was like, oh, my God, like a crazy person.
It was, I was mostly thinking, like, oh, my gosh, she's a real person. Like, it was weird just seeing you stand there. Like, oh, my gosh, like, she's not just on TV. She's actually, like, a person that I can hang out with and stuff. It was very, very weird.
Well, how weird is it when people are doing it to you, because that's how we feel about you?
No, that's so, it doesn't make any sense. I still don't think I can make any of those connections.
Christine, I'm so glad Michelle talked about super fans and how we feel when we get to meet Big Brother house guests. Michelle's been off for, 5 years now, and she still gets excited seeing the new house.
Seven.
Whoa. But she still gets excited seeing the new house guests. Even though she's already been in there, she's still a huge fan. And I'm curious, you got to meet Michelle, but was it similar for every other Big Brother house guest that you got to see? Were you like a little kid?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was different. Michelle's like she was like the first, like, not season 15 house guest I met. So it was farther away, which made it kind of more iconic. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, that was crazy. But then meeting like Danielle from season 3 and Bunky, it was, I literally can't even put into words what it was like. It was so cool because Big Brother has been my favorite TV show since I was 9. And like, I've never cared about movie celebrities or anything like that, but Big Brother people have always been my celebrities. So it was like someone meeting, you know, Angelina Jolie or something. It was, so I like freak out. It was freaking awesome. And yeah, it's cool.
That's about the best compliment you can ask for, Michelle.
Yeah.
To say you were like meeting Angelina.
And I was so excited. Listen, they were like, Christine's coming. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, when somebody tries to tighten up their tie, I don't even have a tie. And I was like trying to like straighten myself out. I was like, okay, do I look okay? I was so excited. Oh my God, because I just like adore you. And I think like you were just such a great, great player. And I loved that you were a super fan. Like, to me, that's like, for me, like, it's like, it's got to be part of the game for you to be a super fan. I mean, there's no fun if you're not.
I think super fans can have a special connection where it's like, oh my gosh, like, our dream came true and we knew all this. And it's, I think it's just a little different.
It is. And so, like, first off, Reality Rally, was that like, I know you just got out of the house, you're fresh out. I mean, it must be like crazy living out in this world. Was that one of your first events that you did? And, like, what did you think about it? It was pretty epic, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the first event that I've done since I've been out. I'm going to Cincinnati next month, so that'll be my second one. But it was, it was weird because I'm just, like, I went on a TV show just because it was my favorite TV show, and I just wanted to play Big Brother. So it's very odd coming out, and people will come up and be like, oh, my gosh, Christine. And I'm like, what? Like, you want my signature? You want a picture with me? It's so weird.
You and your husband are two of the funniest people.
I was going to say, she has the best support system, and his name is Tim.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
he's awesome.
You guys are two of the funniest people. I love you and Tim. And when I was looking for pictures for our promo today, I came across a picture of you and Tim at your wedding.
Oh,
and
what?
It was the one where you guys are both holding up your ring fingers and making a funny face. I loved that photo, Christine. That was one of the best pictures ever. I loved that picture of the two of you.
Thank you. That one, really represents who we are the most.
I know. That's what I thought when I saw it. I put it
on
the promo. I was like, that picture is them.
So, you know what's funny is at our wedding, you know how every couple has their first slow dance? We were slow dancing, and then we just picked a song that went faster, and we just seriously started doing, like, the weirdest dancing, and we just went freaking crazy in the middle of our first dance that's usually, like, quiet and romantic.
No, we have video of this. We need video evidence.
Okay, that's a great question. I'm going to talk to my video guy, see if he's got that on video.
He better have got it, because if not, you need to get your money back. I mean, that's the money maker right there.
It was awesome. It wasn't even planned or anything. We just both, like, started getting down. It was awesome.
Oh, my God. Good for you. And you know what? You tell Tim I send him an avocado sandwich all the way from Rhode Island.
Oh, absolutely. He's so – he loved you. You were so nice. You fed him.
I said, it's a long story, people. Let's put it I like this. I gave him my avocado sandwich and saved his life. He
yeah,
is now
you,
nutrition.
You literally
there.
Did.
Yeah, no, but we were in the home of the avocado, so I'm sure he could have found an avocado just by sticking his hand out and grabbing it from a tree. But anyway, we didn't have
no,
time.
It just
we didn't have time
be.
For that. We were on a time crunch.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Christy, what was your thoughts about the race?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here's the thing. I loved the challenges in Big Brother because it's, you know, three a week. And so when I had to do 12 challenges, oh, my gosh, I felt like an 80-year-old woman. Like, I couldn't even. I was like, oh, my gosh, where's the next challenge? Oh, my gosh, it's so far away. And I was like, I was so tired, but it was so fun. But I just wish I wasn't so weak doing it.
Who were you teamed up with?
I was teamed up with Reality Recaps.
Oh, nice.
John and Eric. Yeah. And then Mike from, and then one guy from the local city. So it, we just had a, we had so much fun. We didn't, like, race, you know, too hard. We just decided to have fun with each challenge.
So you didn't plan on winning. Is that what you were saying?
Correct. We didn't try too hard on
it's
winning.
Funny because we just had Chef Dan Ryan on from Hell's Kitchen, and his team plan was not to win either. So
yes,
I like we, this because coming from somebody who's very competitive, and I got seventh place overall and second
whoa.
In corporate teams, you know, I need more teams like you guys.
Holy cow, that's incredible.
I couldn't even walk for 2 days because of you when I got home.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you did. I think we got, like, 37th or something. And we were like, whoa, that's awesome.
It was. That 37 is awesome. I mean, that is no joke, right? Isn't that really hard?
It was. It was. Oh, I had bruises from the bull riding thing, too. Like, I got all jacked up from that. It was awesome. It really beat me. It got me good.
So how would you rate yourself, everybody out there wants to know, on your bull riding skills from
oh,
one being poor to 10 being fantastic? How was your bull riding skills?
So
seeing that you got a bruise, you at least got a 5.
Exactly. I held on tight. I'll tell you what, I held on to that sucker. But I would say probably a 6 because I held on, but I think the girl went really easy on me. So I'm not sure yet. If I had to go on, you know, someone who was really doing it hard, I think I probably would not be so good.
A 6 is good. We'll
yeah.
Give you a 6. Okay. Everybody out there, you're wondering. I would
yeah.
have said maybe you could. I could see you being a 7 or 8.
Wow.
You got bruises.
Yeah.
If you got bruises, I mean.
I clenched so hard on
and
it.
And that
was
hard. I did it, and that was hard.
Yes, wasn't it difficult? It hurt.
Yeah, because you can only use
one
hand. And it
yeah,
was like,
exactly.
It was already after I ran like 2 hours in the sun. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly. That was after I was, you know, walking in the sun for 3 hours.
Oh, wow. Well, I got a question for you. Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when I got off of Big Brother and the next season started, which was 11, I was like, I had these mixed emotions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, excited, and then I was also, like, you know, I felt like they were coming in my house, even my portrait, in my bed. What do you think your feeling is going to be like when you see that next group of whoever they are, newbies, mixed, whatever, going into your house? Do you... I think because you're a super fan, you're going to be excited. But do you think you're
yes.
going to have that stay out of my house kind of thing, too?
You know what I feel like? I feel like I'm going to, A, be super excited and be really like, oh, man, that's, I'm so jealous. I want to be in there. But I think I when I see the super fans' reactions, I'll be more like, please, enjoy your stay, all this stuff. But I think maybe the not super fans will be like, what are you doing in my house? Hey, you know, that was mine last year. And I think it'll be more like that.
So what are your thoughts on what do you, like, okay, I know that you could have a million thoughts of what it could be. What do you want it to be? Do you want it to be all newbies? Do you want it to be all stars? What are you hoping for?
I am a sucker for returnees, so I literally would like anything but newbies, to be honest. I mean, of course I'll love it no matter what, but I've been craving non-newbies for, well, just, you know, 15 and 16, but then I was on 16. But so I just like any time when they return for whatever twist, you know, past house guests versus family, I don't know. It would be whatever they do. If there's returnees, I usually really like it.
So are you hoping for, like, All-Stars?
Yes, I would love to watch an All-Stars again. Especially,
and would you, wait, never mind watch it. Would you like to be a part of it? And
oh, my gosh,
would you like
yes.
to make a final two deal with me? Nobody else knows besides you, me, and everybody listening to this podcast.
And everybody listening. Hey, right now, we're going to do a virtual pinky promise.
Mm-hmm.
And me and you, we're making a final two because two women got to make it to the end, okay?
Okay, we got to do it. Okay, and nobody else knows, though, just us and everybody
else.
No, listening.
Just us, yeah. Hey, don't tell okay. everybody. Don't tell anybody else, okay, guys?
Yeah. And then what would you, like, I don't know. I think I would want, like, it to be all returning house guests. Because I don't like
I
the mix.
So
I don't like the mix. We've seen the past few times that they've mixed it up that it hasn't kind of worked out to
yes.
whatever I think their plan is in
You're
my
right.
own mind.
You know what I would love? I have wanted a heroes versus villains for a long time. I think that
Ooh.
Is something that they could run with, and I would love to see heroes turn into villains and villains turn into heroes. You know, like it would get all mixed up and see. I don't know. That I just feel like that would be so interesting to see if the heroes stick together and the villains stick together, or if it got intermingled or what. That's what I've always wanted.
That would be cool.
Maybe
I
someday.
I think that would be a good idea, just because I think that the perception of certain people, who they think is evil, who they think is good, I think would be different to what that they would put out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mhm. Definitely.
I think that they would throw in a couple of kind of anchors.
Yes.
Whereas,
exactly.
you know,
and
you can drop them and lift them off somewhere else. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They'll stop here for a little bit. Cause something to happen, move over here, you know, I don't know. That's what I think.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be so cool.
Listen up, you guys, if you're listening. Of course you are. All the time. One thing I want to also say, Christine, are you going to go to any premiere parties like the one in New York that I'm going to, and I would love to have you go?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I could, but I am not able to travel anywhere anytime soon financially. So I'm going to probably have like a cool, sweet premiere party in my parents' house. Anybody's welcome. Tucson, Arizona.
Don't put your address out there. We don't want the whole world to go.
No.
Chris, yeah. Christine, we all know what a super fan you are. But you just brought up that you're probably going to watch the premiere at your parents. What about your other family members? Were they also big fans, or have they now become big fans?
Nobody watched it but me and my mom. I didn't know anybody. So we were like the true super fans. We've seen every episode together. And then this season, my family got involved, and now my dad has turned into the most hilarious super fan ever. Every time I go over, he goes, "So, who'd you talk to this week? Who tweeted at you? Who did this? And it's absolutely adorable. I
That's
love
so
it.
Cool.
And so, and he was the one who he wrote a note when I went to the auditions, and he said, "Please break a leg. No, seriously, so that they don't take you," because he never wanted
so
me
funny.
To go on the show. Yeah, he was always like, no, because I would tell him when I was 10, I'd be like, "Dad, I'm going to be on this someday," and he'd be like, "Seriously, don't." And then I did it. But I knew the whole time that he was going to be my biggest fan when I got out, and it happened, and it's so cute. So I think he'll watch this next season with me. I'm not sure about the rest of my family, but I'm hoping I can wrangle them all in so I can, like, talk to them about strategy and all that jazz.
Well, we would love to have you come on when the season starts, and maybe you can, you know, give us what your thoughts are about the new cast, unless you're on there, and give us your thoughts on, you know, the process of the game and what's happening, You are welcome back anytime.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you came on. Yay.
Oh, thanks,
Christine,
guys. I
Christine,
love this.
You can, Christine, you can come on.
We have a question from the chat room.
Yes. And I was just going to say before we get. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Christine, when you come on, when the next season starts, you can make comments about how Michelle's doing in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. I mean, there was a rumor I was on there last season, so why not keep it going? Let's do it.
We'll start a, we'll do something funny.
Final two. Don't forget. Final two.
Don't forget. That's awesome.
All right, Tari, what is our question from the chat room?
JTV from the chat room wants to know what Christine thinks of a Big Brother Rivals.
Ooh. I've never thought of that. That is extremely interesting. I've never thought of this. And that sounds awesome. That would be
Oh, my God, I love it.
Oh, I'm so into that. I've never thought of that. Okay, yes, you rock. I'm going to start daydreaming about that now.
JTV, he does all of our posters for our show. He's incredible.
Oh,
I love him.
Awesome.
And he does all the posters that you retweeted on Twitter. And he
awesome.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He helps us a lot. And
that's a good idea.
A really good idea.
I mean, that could stir up some bullshit. That could start some real drama. I'm just saying, PG trying to stay there, but woo.
That would be awesome. And I'm just so curious because it's another two-night premiere, and I just don't feel like it could be exactly what my season was with the two
I'll
nights.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like this two premiere stuff. I don't like it at all.
I don't either.
Christine,
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. We have a little bit of a delay, so I didn't hear you.
Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Awesome.
Another thing to think about is on Survivor, you know, they have allowed the viewers to now choose next season's cast.
Yes,
so they're starting
to
think more about the viewers. And it would be interesting if they turn that to Big Brother as well and let the viewers have a little more say in the Big Brother cast and maybe let, you know, the viewers do some selecting on
I'll be honest with you, when it comes to that, I just don't really know, like, how, unless you get, like, a non-affiliated voting poll, I don't know how that can work, you know?
I don't think it could work for Big Brother, because it has an extremely different fan base, and they go very hard for their favorites that don't necessarily play well, and I think it could end up being a lot of awesome, boring people. You know what I mean?
Well,
I think, I don't know.
You
I
would
don't
have
think
to eliminate certain ones that,
it
would have to
true.
Be people
have
who
to.
Have only played once, just like on Survivor.
Yeah.
It's people that have only played one time and have never won.
That I like, you know, give somebody else an opportunity, you know?
I remember what I was... Yes, I'd like that too. I remember what I was going to ask when you brought up the two-night premiere and Michelle said she didn't really care for that. One thing that I didn't care for, and I'm wondering what your opinion was, is not seeing on your season the key Lazy Susan box.
Oh.
I was so upset.
Oh, I'm going to get emotional. My heart hurts when they walked down with that little box, and I was like, wait, no. I've been watching this my whole life. I need the big round thing with the keys. I honestly was very heartbroken about that, and I verbalized it. And that was extremely tough for me to handle, but I still, you know, I had to be grateful I was in the house. But it was very odd for me because my season was so different. I didn't feel like I got to play, like, normal Big Brother. And so I would love to just play normal Big Brother with all those stuff again. I would love that.
Defy normal Big Brother.
Okay, let me. One HO.
And we have a caller
for
Christine.
Someone goes home.
So
I have a caller for Christine as well.
Okay, let's bring up the caller real quick.
Okay. We have Heather. How are you, Heather?
Hello.
You have a question.
Hi,
for
Heather.
Hi, Christine. I want to say that, yes, I follow you on Twitter. I love you and Tim on Twitter something tremendously.
Oh, my gosh. You're so sweet.
And I just wanted to say thank you for always being so kind. And, yes, I did like what you and Michelle were just saying about a final two. Having them both be girls.
Oh, you're so thank you for being nice. I really appreciate it. It means a lot.
And I should, and I will say this, and this is only my opinion, but I don't think they should have booed you. I thought that was wrong. I just didn't think that was cool at all, and neither did my stepmom, and she loves Big Brother.
I don't think a lot of people thought it was.
Anyway, thank you
so
much, and have a great night.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Heather.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Heather.
Hey, Christine, it's already scrolled through the chat room, but there was a question earlier from Face One to Thomas in the chat, and I guess he's assuming you're watching BB Canada because he wanted to know who you thought was playing the best game. Are you watching that?
I am. Sorry. That's such a hard decision. I am loving this season of Big Brother Canada, but every time I pick someone who I think is doing really well, they go home, and I seriously think I'm cursed. So I'm like trying to not go hard for somebody, but I'm hoping that, that's a hard question. I'm hoping that I also like them all. I think Godfrey's playing pretty well, and I actually think Pilar is going to get pretty close to the end.
All right, goodbye, Godfrey and Pilar. Bye. See you guys later. You've cursed them.
Exactly.
You
guys
just cursed
them.
I guarantee it's going to be a double eviction, whammy, bam, bam, done.
Guarantee
okay.
They'll be the next two gone.
Michelle, you may not know this, but they just recently had a triple eviction. Can you believe that?
I did hear about that. And, it doesn't matter how well you play the game, how well you know the game, how competitive you are. If you had, slop to eat, if you were have not, if you had to take a cold shower, it doesn't matter. There's certain things that happen in this game
that's
out of the control. And I think that's what makes people even crazier, and that's what makes good TV. So bring it on.
Absolutely.
Now, Christine, I also, one thing about BB Canada that I really get tickled about is when they have their sideshow and they bring on a guest and they have those guests stream into the Big Brother house. How cool would it be in BB US if you got to sit in the living room and get questions? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be so cool. That would be awesome if they could do something like that.
I wish you would do a sideshow America. Don't you think so, Christine?
Yes, why not? I think so.
They used to do something, and then, they got away from it, and I wish they would go back and do something similar to it.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I wish we did.
Let's make it happen. Me, Christine,
okay,
on the forefront.
Me and you.
That's it. Let's make it happen. The question for you, I'm going to be going to the Big Brother Canada finale. Would you be going to that, or are you having a party in your house and you're inviting everybody on Manic Monday?
I was supposed to go to that, too, but I can no longer make it. But
so everybody party at Christine's house for the Big Brother finale of Canada. She will send you guys addresses and
here, maybe I'll make it a mutual area.
BYOB, bring your own bitches and booze.
Yes, exactly. I love it. Heck yeah.
So Christine, Thank you so much for coming on Manic Mondays. I hope you had fun coming on here.
Yes, it was fun.
We're so excited that you came on. We've been waiting for you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You did such a great job. We thought you played the game excellent. And anytime you want to come back on, promote whatever you got to promote, anything you're doing new, whatever you're doing, or if you just want to come on and maybe we can just, you know, talk over an avocado sandwich. I'd be okay
with
that, too.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Is there
I have one more question for Christine before she goes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love these late questions because they're always like, they could be like, plea the fifth.
No, this is a just an off-the-cuff one, but what's your dog's name, Christine?
Oh, I have two dogs, and their names are Barney and Lucy.
Okay. I posted a picture of one of you with one of them, and I couldn't remember the. I know you had talked about them, but I couldn't remember the names of either one. And I was like, I'm going to have to ask her what the names are because I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that's good. What color was the dog in the picture that you chose?
It was like a black dog. Might
okay,
have had
yes,
some brindling.
That's Barney. My white one is Lucy.
Well, happy furry Mother's Day, Christine.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a dog fanatic, and she looked just gorgeous. So I had to ask.
What kind of
dogs
are they, Christine?
Well, we got him from the pound. So I actually put on Twitter asking if anybody could guess what he is. And so far we hear German Shepherd, Pitbull, German Short Hair. I don't know. We've got a lot of different
ideas. Okay, so can people go on your Twitter or Facebook and look at the picture, and can they let you know how can they let you know what they think of your dog?
Well, I could post a picture again. I posted one about 2 weeks ago asking people if they knew what he was, but I'm sure I could find him in my pictures.
Oh, there's a lot of animal lovers that are listening, so
yeah.
You definitely need to let people know because they would probably definitely be able to let you know somewhat what type of dog mixes it has.
I need their help.
Well, Christine, you guys, go on her Twitter and Facebook. Let her know what kind of dog she has.
I thought it was awesome, just quickly about dogs, that Johnny, who was in BB Canada earlier on, has a dog that he named Vito.
Oh, yeah. I was like, whoa, that's a true fan.
Well, I have a bunny, and my bunny's name is Didi.
Oh, yeah. See, that's so cute.
Yeah, Bunny has been 7 years strong, and my fans actually, friends, fans that throughout the years we have become obviously great friends, but they all got together because they found out my bunny died, and they got me a bunny.
Aww.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It
they
is,
got you in the
they, how cute is that? They all got together and got me a bunny.
Holy cow, that's really nice.
And I'm looking at BB right now. BB, say hi to everybody. And BB said, hi.
BB
said, hi. You know, it's Timothy Hay getting high off that Timothy Hay.
So adorable.
That's awesome.
Okay, well,
Christine,
do we have any more questions,
sure
comments, anything? Because I feel like we can't let go of Christine. We just want to
keep
her on
air
forever.
We just want to keep her on air with us.
Christine, we just, like, have so many things we want to talk to you about because we, like, adore you.
Oh, no, you guys are so great. Hey, you want to, here, I want people, because for the people who feel bad that I got booed, I just want you to know that when I walked out there and I got booed, my first thought was, like, holy cow, I'm a somebody. So I don't want people to be sad for me or anything because it happened, and I think it's awesome that I was the only one that got booed this season. So don't feel bad for me. It's okay.
Well,
and, you know.
Christine.
Oh, we adore you, Christine.
So, that is so awesome that you say that. But I have to tell you, as a fan, I'm getting emotional right now just remembering it. I was so upset. And
thank you.
It hurt our hearts.
Yeah.
Thanks for. Oh,
well, you know what? Like you said, if they're not talking about you, right? Christine, you ain't nothing. So,
that's right.
You know, you still have those people that love you. You know, those people that I have the haters too. It doesn't matter. If you're being talked about, you're being talked about. Thank you very much and keep it moving. You know,
yes,
the
exactly.
people that love me, and that's who I'm worried about, and that's a lot of people, and that's who I focus my attention on. And there's a lot of love for you out there. And you just keep moving up and great like you are doing with you and Tim.
Thank
and you guys keep moving along fabulously like you guys are.
Boop.
Yes, and please please make sure to say hi to Tim and your mom and your family from us as well.
Definitely will if they're not listening yet.
Oh, they are listening. Hi,
I told you my dad's a super fan.
Oh my god, I hope he's listening. Oh my god, hi Christine's dad. Hi. Oh my god, I hope
and happy Mother's Day to you, Christine.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Christine, like I said, you can come back on any time. And, girl, besides everything else, it was such a pleasure meeting you. You are my family, and I cannot wait to see you again.
How fun. I can't wait to see you guys again. Thank you so much, guys. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay,
all right,
bye.
Take care, babe.
Bye.
Is it me, or does she just sound like a giddy schoolgirl? She was excited. I'm excited.
She is adorable.
Oh. She is so cute and awesome. And by the way, make sure you guys follow her. She is hilarious. And
her
I think
and Tim both are hilarious.
They are a riot. And I think Tim needs to be on Big Brother one day. I'll be honest with you. I even spoke with this with Tim. I was like, Tim, you need to be on Big Brother. Because he's got that great kind of personality.
Those two can make, like, a trip to the grocery store an absolute fun evening. You know, just because they're so much fun. They're so funny. They make every little, you know, mundane task fun. Because they're just fun to be around, and they make it.
That's
fun.
How they vote, Cherry. That's how they vote.
I know. Man, it's hysterical.
They're very cool people, and I'm glad I was able to spend time with them. So hopefully I get to do that soon. I'm glad that she was able to. We always love the popping of the cherry of Manic Monday. And with such a great person like Steen that we've been waiting for patiently. I mean, we've probably been waiting, almost a year? Well, 9 months. Well, we wait the minute they go on to come on Manic Mondays. So tonight was great. Dan, Ryan, thank you so much for calling in. Always a pleasure. Along with Christine and everybody for listening, our chat room. Next week, we definitely will be having some Big Brother Canada 3 chit chat, and we have Suzette coming on. I also want to let you guys know that I will. Yes, Miss Suzette, our baby girl. We love her. We miss her. She's going to give us her thoughts on what's going on with everything, and maybe you guys can touch base on that triple eviction. I also want to say that I will be attending the Big Brother Canada finale. So I will be in Canada. I will be in Niagara Falls, and so I'm going to be excited. Okay, well, you know, I don't really
and
know
Michelle won't have a voice when she comes back.
I won't have a voice, so that'll be Monday, so I'll probably be like, you know, somehow talking. I don't know how, but somehow. I'm just so glad to be back. I missed you guys. I love you. Chat room, always a pleasure. Everybody who's listened without pressing one, holla. And all for those who will be listening in some archive time because maybe it's work, maybe it's something to do, church, whatever. Holla. And thank you, Miss Cherry Pie and Paul, and our callers. And hope you guys all have a fantastic Manic Monday. And I love you guys.
And we love you too, Michelle.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much for bringing on these amazing guests week after week. We've enjoyed every moment of it.
I bring on people that really, I don't have to do much. They're pretty amazing people in their right self. So All I do is put them on a platform and I let them speak and let us know how amazing they are. And I think that you learn from people, and these people that I have experienced things with or have experienced different things along the same atmosphere and what is our favorite thing, reality TV, it's great to hear their side of the story and how they're real people. And they're like, just like us, just like I'm just like you, and you're just like me, Cherry, and you're just like me, Paul, and I'm just like you, Paul. And this is where kind of it's like the hub of just kind of like lay on the couch and let's tell each other how we feel, let it out, feel good, talk about stuff that we love. And that's why we are a family. And I love my family. Love you guys. You guys have a great night. Love you, Cherry and Paul.
Love you too, Michelle. Take care. Have a great week, babe. And can't wait for next week on Manic Mondays.
Manic Mondays. Just another Manic Monday. Love you guys. Mwah.
Good night, sweetie. And I hope everyone will join us on Thursday for a Mike on the Mic show with Big Mike Albright, which starts at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And I'm fairly certain that Jeff Vargas is confirmed for this week. So join us for that show. It's going to be another great one. We'll be talking not only about our current season, but also about all the castaways that we can vote on to go back into Survivor and play again for Survivor Second Chances. Big Mike has met just about every one of them. I think there's one out of all of the contestants that you can vote for that he has not met, one out of that
wow
big list that he has not met. So he can give us viewpoints on all those that are available to go back in, and we're going to
yeah
be talking about them.
On the last show, we went over, Mike started going over all the possible female to vote on, and he would ask, what do you guys, what do you and Paul think about, or you and Cherry think about so-and-so? And I'm going, that's why we have you on, because you're the one that knows all these people inside and out, and it's just so interesting when we get him talking about these people, isn't it, Cherry?
Yes, because he does know them quite well. And, I mean, not only just personal experiences, but he also knows stats and great stories and just things that
Cherry,
you won't hear anywhere else.
It just
so
popped into my head. His memory of things is almost like Ron. Ron used to remember so many details, you know?
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's like having sort of a photogenic memory of details about, your favorite subject. And
yeah,
that's what he has. He just, his brain is like a sponge for
yep
everything Survivor, and he doesn't forget anything. He remembers the moment that he met each Survivor, and he's met 411 right now.
I just can't wrap my head around that number. I hear it all the time, and it's just like, I can't believe it. It's amazing.
And he remembers the moment that he met each and every one of them. He can tell you the exact instant that he met them, where it was, how it was, the surroundings, who else was there, every single tidbit. It's just amazing. But, yeah, we'll be talking about the men's side of the voting platform for Survivor Second Chances. I mean, that's what I'm calling it for right now. I don't know if it's going to have a different title eventually, but that's
instead of what they're calling it for the voting process right now. Going to go over his knowledge of the men that are available to go back in. And Jeff happens to be one of those. And so he's going to be on the show. And they'll both probably give us their opinions of those who are available to go back in and talk about what, you know, their feelings are on each one, which I think is fantastic because, you know, some of them are from seasons, you know, quite a long time ago, and you may have forgotten, you know, exactly what you felt about, you know, this person or that one, and it's nice to have somebody refresh your memory a little bit about, you know, a player here or a player that you don't really remember all that well. Or to get somebody else's perspective that's actually
Absolutely.
Met them in person. So it's going to be a great show, so I hope everyone will attend, and feel free to call in and join the conversation. Maybe you've met them and you want to give us your thoughts on someone that you've met along the way and think would be a good contender to go back in. So join us. The show is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. It's Mike on the Mic. We'll be talking about this season of Survivor Worlds Apart, and then also going over the list of people that could go back into Survivor Second Chance. So tonight was a great show with Michelle. Loved hearing from Dan Ryan and from Christine Breck from Big Brother Season 16. Both wonderful guests, and I hope they come back and join us because I really enjoyed both of them. So we're going to wrap this show up tonight. Hope everybody has a great week. I'm going to close it out with Ron, as we always do. Everyone take care. Here's Ron.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with, oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. Pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Thank you for being.
Say good night.
Good night.
Michelle, are you still there? I guess not. All right. Switchbird looked like she was still there, but I think she's hung up. All right. Good night, everyone. Take care. God bless.